Hello and welcome to In Brighton Live on Radio Reverb. Your community radio station for Brighton and Hove, 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area, streaming live on the internet at www.radioreverb.com. And this show is available to listen to again and download as a podcast at liveinbrighton.podomatic.com. And we're tremendously live today because we're still actually trying to work out how to do the mixing. We're doing experiments live in the studio, but we'll work it out, don't worry. And I'm here in the studio in the Old Steen in Brighton on Saturday, don't know what day it is, 15th, 16th of March, something like that, with the brilliant duo based here in Brighton called Rotate. And we're going to be having some of their marvellous music in just a little while. And I'll be talking to them about what they're up to, what they've been doing, and what they're going to be doing. Anyway, expect wonderful music and great fun between now and about 6 o'clock on Radio Reverb. And well, we're going to have a little virtual support set while we actually get ourselves organised here. The wonderful Sharon Lewis is in the process of making a new album. You may have heard Sharon Lewis on Radio Reverb before or in Brighton. But she did come along some time ago before we were actually live, but she recorded some of her songs played live. And I'm going to play you a couple of them now while we get ready. So it's going to be a little mini set from Sharon Lewis. And I'm going to start off with one of her songs, which may well be on her next album. This one is called When the River Flows.
It's just
So that was Sharon Lewis, based here in Brighton for, well, some time now, in fact. Possibly Hove, however. But that was called When the River Flows. And I'll be telling you about more about how you can find out more about what she's doing. I believe she's making her new album at the moment. I'm going to play another track, actually, while we get ready. Maybe even two more. While Rotate, they're doing great work here, doing the mixing and setting up. It is taking a while because we're experimenting with a new system. Anyway, you can find out about Sharon Lewis. You can be browsing her website at www.sharonlewis.net, if you like. I'm going to play another one of her songs, again, recorded here in the Radio Reverb studio, and this one is Now Those Blues.
Off you go.
Oh, we're recording one?
Yes. Do you want to record?
Do you want to keep your headphones on?
Yeah, I think I might.
Okay. Today I got those blues.
got those blues for tenderness. Oh boy, give me one more dance, a second chance to show my
wonderful Sharon Lewis with those blues. We're nearly ready for a Rotate session. They are in fact doing wonderful work setting up and mixing. They're doing all their own sound engineering. It's great. It's lucky as well because I don't really know what to do. They'll be along in about 5 minutes. Rotate, a wonderful duo based here in Brighton. You might have seen them, but anyway, you're going to hear them now on Radio Reverb. I'm going to play another wonderful Sharon Lewis song. And this is another one, as I said, which may well be on her album, which may well come out soon. Yes, what she said. I did say look up www.sharonlewis.net, although it seems like there's not that much up-to-date things on there, but why not go to her Facebook page? She's called sharon.lewis. And if you look up that up, you'd be able to friend her and find out when she's doing gigs and things. Strangely enough, Sharon Lewis, in fact, played a gig with Rotate not long ago at the Comedia at the wonderful How Things Work night. That was only a few weeks ago. So she is the support act on In Brighton Live, actually, well, virtually. She's virtual. They're going to be actual in just about 5 minutes. So now let's have one more previously recorded live track from a session with Sharon Lewis. And this one is called Give Me Your Loving.
When I try to stop thinking about you, you're the only thing that's coming through. When I try to turn you off, you keep on coming back on, coming back on. Isn't it magic, so sublime? I can't keep it all inside, all inside. Give me your loving, give me your heart, give me your feeling, let's make a start. I give you my kiss and I give you my eyes, give you my miss and I give you my sighs. I give you my sighs. Whoa. Wish I could bury you in the ground. I don't wanna hear a sound, lock the window, no, shut the door, no, I don't wanna hear you anymore, cause isn't it tragic, so unkind, if you're not keeping me in mind, me in mind. Give me your loving, give me your heart, give me your feeling, let's make a start. Give you my kiss and I give you my eyes. Give you my miss and I give you my size. I give you my size. Whoa.
Sharon Lewis from here in Brighton with Give Me Your Loving, recorded at a previous live session here at Radio Reverb some time ago. I'm hoping that she'll come in and do another live session, actually live, when she's just about to release her new album, which I believe is in the process. However, actually live now, we're ready for a live song from Rotate. And Rotate are here. Thank you very much for coming. Say hello.
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 Oh, you see, that's good. That's working. Tell us your names.
Ladies first.
My name is Rosanna. And
my name is Jareth.
Indeed. And you are both Rotate. There's only two of you, though.
Indeed, yeah, just two, yeah.
However, we're going to start off with a guitar and cello acoustic number, but then we're going to take the sound up a little way, if we can, with some drums and electric cello. But anyway, so tell us, you're at your own. How long have you been in Brighton? Because not that long.
Not too long, no, about a year and a half.
Okay.
We arrived, about a year and a half ago. Forget, time races by. It's about that.
Yeah,
about that long ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've enjoyed every minute of it. It's great. I love this city. It's great. Really thriving musical scene.
Indeed. Where did you live before, if you don't mind me asking?
We lived in Austria for 2 years, but then also I lived in Ireland for a long time and loved the country. And that's where we met. So
okay. So Jareth, you must have lived in Ireland too then.
I did indeed, yeah. I lived there for a while. Played in lots of bands, and one of the bands I played in was actually with Rosanna in another 4-piece band. That's where we met.
Oh really?
Yeah, so that was cool.
Was that in Ireland, did you say?
That was in Ireland, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Whereabouts did you play then?
That was in Dublin, around Dublin, yeah. We played we played all around Ireland, like Belfast, Dublin, but it was based around Dublin, so.
Well, you'll have to have to ask you about that afterwards. Coming from somewhere near Belfast, I'd love to hear about your musical experiences in Ireland, but the listener may not be quite so excited. They're more interested in what's going on in Brighton. And also, probably wanting to hear your music, and so they should. Let's rock on with an acoustic song. You've got an album, haven't you?
We have an album with 11 tracks called Sleep Tonight, and that's available on. You can buy it online, or you can buy it at our gigs for £5. So not too expensive.
That's less than 50p a track.
Exactly,
it's a good deal. Okay, so what are you going to start with first then?
This is a song called Nothing to Lose.
Great. Here we go. Rotate with Nothing to Lose.
Thank you.
Mama's in the kitchen, Papa's coming home for two.
cloud of confusions hanging over me. Thoughts and illusions became hard to see. Try as I might, I can't find better company. But I can't keep coming back.
It was really good. Poor Jareth and Rosanna haven't got headphones because they haven't managed to seem organised enough for that. But it does sound quite good, actually. I'm listening in the headphones, and it doesn't sound too bad. So that's great. Is that was on your album, the current album?
Actually, yes. It's funny. No, it's actually not. That one isn't on our album. That's quite a new one, actually.
Oh, right.
Just decided to play it, yeah. Hopefully we'll put it down on the next EP,
right?
Or something like that. Yeah.
When might the next EP be?
Hoping to do it in the summertime.
Yeah. If we get enough money together to print it.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to try and do this the pledge online
pledge?
Other people do.
It's begging for money.
It works for some people. You know.
Yeah.
Name Danny Nichols got enough to go to Nashville and record her record there.
Well,
very good.
That's pretty good. I think what we might do is just kind of record it ourselves because we have a few microphones and some recording stuff. So yeah, we might just try and.
Do your own thing.
Yes. And see what happens.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I think with his pledging thing, it's not so much begging; it's more like asking people to invest in you. Because don't you pay them if you make loads of money or something like that?
Oh, right. I suppose. Yeah,
to happen.
Yeah. Wherever there's money involved, there's a good.
If you're lucky enough
side.
To get some money. It sounds like something to consider, but.
Well, I don't know. I mean, when did you make the last one? When was that?
That was, we released it just last year, actually, yeah.
So right.
That was, nearly a year ago, actually, last... When did we... Yeah, they came in massive boxes in January.
Yeah, February last year.
I mean, yeah, this is... You know, you ask people this because, you know, everyone, I suppose, presumably, hopefully, will have a slightly different experience. But, I mean, did you do everything yourself or did anyone help?
Well, it was actually recorded by a proper engineer in a studio, yeah.
In Dublin, in Ireland.
That was great, great fun, yeah. We combined our trip. We went to pick up our stuff from Dublin, and we thought, well, why don't we just record an album there as well? Because we knew,
we're in town.
Lay down an album.
Yeah, we had a pretty tight time schedule, I suppose, if you have to pay for the studio. So we recorded in 7 days in a row, and then mixed the 8th, and then mastered the 9th day. So
yeah,
it's the whole thing in nine days. It was a bit. So it was really good fun, but at the end of it, we were pretty tired.
It was good.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the results are certainly good. And then again, you know, distributing, because, you know, you do gigs. You do gig quite a bit in Brighton.
Yeah, we do.
But how do you go about getting your music to the bigger world, you know? The world outside of Brighton, you know?
Through gigs and through, I suppose you can get hold of it online as well for iTunes, and
that's true. The world is that there online.
We recently tried busking actually in Brighton. It's really good.
Yeah, that's really good fun.
That's a good way to bring it to the people.
Where did you do that?
Near the library actually.
In that same street.
Oh, in the library street. Cool.
It was good fun.
Were you allowed, or did you just do it?
You don't have to have it in Brighton. It's brilliant. You don't have to have a license.
Is that so?
I was really surprised.
Oh goodness!
So it was brilliant. You just set up and play.
And nobody came along and said, "Oh, you can't do that."
Well, we asked. We played just outside a restaurant, and we did ask before just out of courtesy. They said it was okay.
So cool. Great.
Nice. Yeah.
Ooh, well, we look forward to seeing you there in future.
Yeah, maybe if the sunshine is there.
Well, fingers crossed. Maybe it'll come back someday.
Yeah. In the snow, it's a bit difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Although that would make a good video, but probably be quite hard to play with big gloves on and stuff.
That would be a good idea, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
And then a frozen cello, frozen drums.
Yes. Icicles and stuff.
Yes. So, good idea. Thanks for the idea.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. Okay. Well, I don't know. What do you think? I'm terribly sorry about the lack of headphones, but...
That's okay.
Also, we have a proper big drum kit, but we've had to put that out in the hall.
Yeah, it's an experiment.
Yeah.
So we'll see what it sounds like.
And Jareth and Rosanna have put mixed things through this little mixing desk thing we have, so we're going to hope that works. Does it seem to be working so far?
Okay. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, the songs seem to be kind of recognisable, so...
Yeah.
I don't think it should be...
Okay, well, we'll see. Shall we have a go at that and see what happens? Yes. If it doesn't work, I suppose we can go back to the acoustic side again, because that seemed to be fine as far as I could see. Okay, so let me bring up that.
Okay.
Right, so. Oh, you're right, I'm getting electric cello here.
Powerful. And, yeah. Powerful cello.
Yep. And. Yep. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Oh. Okay, sorry. We will bring you some more Rotate. Rosanna, what are you going to actually play for us then?
We're going to play Led Astray.
Led Astray.
Yes.
Okay, right, cool.
Okay, we'll give it a go.
Yes.
Yeah. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There we go.
Well, I'm not sure. It's difficult to hear with the actual...
It's an experiment.
It's difficult to hear with the sound of the drums in the studio being a lot louder than the headphones.
Well,
but
it's worth a try.
Absolutely. And it does. It did. I think something was happening, although I'm not sure what. Email in. do email studio@radiorevolve.com. It is...
Would be nice, please.
Yes, be nice, yes. If you could give us some advice about, is it too loud or too quiet? And most my fault to begin with, I keep forgetting to turn down the presenter microphone, which tends to make it all go wrong. It's at the beginning, so I apologise. That was my fault. But email studio@radioreverb.com, and we are here. It's just coming up to 5:40 on Saturday. You may be listening to a repeat, in which case it's 22, whatever hour it is. 2:40 on Tuesday, or 7:40 on next Saturday. Or anyway, so this is In Brighton Live on Radio Reverb, Brighton and Hove's community radio station, 97.2 FM, and streaming live at www.radioreverb.com on the internet. The 97.2 FM is only in the Brighton and Hove area. This show will be a podcast, hopefully, if it actually works properly, at liveinbrighton.podomatic.com. Now, I think that we should switch back to the acoustic thing, because we know that's working.
Yeah.
We should practice another time and do the sort of the loud set again. I'm not sure if it's possible, because the drumming is very loud. Okay. It's quite difficult to mix. It's quite difficult to mix with the. No, I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
It's in the hallway. Yes. That's it. The sound can go anywhere.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing, but it's just difficult to get the sound. We might have to practice a bit more and do it again another time.
When you arrive more than half an hour before.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's my fault. I mean, that would be. We do have to allow for other people to be on the airwaves occasionally. I know it's a shame, but we do have to. It is a community radio after all. Anyway, okay. Well, that did sound nice. What was it called, though?
That one's called Led Astray.
Led Astray. Yeah. Wonderful. And how about, is that on your album?
No, that isn't. Sorry.
Yeah, you're promoting your album.
Can
you do one of
we'll
those? Are new, yes, yes.
we'll do a song for the album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this one's called Swallow Your Pride.
Okay. Oh, I like this one. Station in your eyes.
sky's a furnace to which we pray. Every breath misleading fate. Chasing love in the wrong place. Now that you know what it means to swallow your breath. Sorrow, the veil of bliss. Chasing fragments lost in space. Fruitless hours gone to waste. Now
Now, I know that one. That one is on your album.
Yes, it is.
It's, in fact, track one. So, let's see now. Okay, so where did you learn to play like you do? Rosanna, the cello...
The cello.
It's not really... Normally, it hasn't been a big rock instrument or pop instrument for a while, although it's becoming more and more so.
Yeah.
You might know that... what's her name? Abby Wade.
Yes, really. I saw her... Autumn, I really want to see her again, the gig of hers. She's just amazing. Inspiration of what she does with the cello.
Well,
it's a one-man show, or one-woman show.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she's really amazing.
Yes, and yeah. If you have not heard of the Abby Wade phenomenon, she is this, as you say, one woman, one girl, cello, you know, kicking the world's bum at the moment. It's amazing. She does sort of, you know, just plays on her own.
Yes.
Although, there was that thing on the YouTube, it was on the telly, on that kind of, you know, when they play different YouTube videos of these two guys playing cellos. I don't know if you've seen that. I saw it briefly, but anyway, that was apparently very popular too.
It's like there's also this other YouTube video which is really funny, like a French guy, and he's just really, really heavy, hard rock.
Metal
cello, and he looks... he's just brilliant. The funniest video I've seen. So he's amazing on the cello as well, so it's brilliant. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, it's not unusual for people to learn to play the cello, because I myself learned to play the cello at school. And
very nice.
But, you know, I didn't... persevere at it. Well, because we weren't encouraged to play pop music. Perhaps if we'd done pop music, I'd have been, you know...
Join a band,
I'd
exactly.
I'd have been playing it today, but, you know, no one ever said, why don't you play cello in our band? So how did you then, make the transition? Did you start playing the cello, when you were young?
I did piano when I was young, actually, but cello I actually only took up when I was 23.
Really? Blimey, that's quite late.
Yeah, I was really depressed leaving college, having to work, so I just had to find something of interest. And I bought the cello with Yeah, like I bought a cello from my... I left a job and with my last wage check, I bought a cello instead of looking for another job. No, I did get a job 2 days later. So, yeah. So that's... I decided to... It's a very versatile instrument. So that's what I love about it. That's bass or melody and... Yeah.
That's amazing. And so when you thought, I'm just going to play. And then did you teach yourself or did you get lessons?
I took lessons and I did all the grades.
Oh, really?
I love classical music as well. So I think... It helps as well, and maybe it helped that I knew piano
as well, right?
For notation, maybe. Right. But I took lessons, and I'm actually teaching cello now. So,
if you would want cello lessons,
yes, exactly, yeah, I could do advertising with
contact
cello teaching.
Rosanna
and piano lessons, do piano lessons as well, don't you?
And piano, yes,
ukulele, ukulele as well.
Ukulele. There you go. You could have a whole band just from Rihanna's lessons, Rosanna's lessons.
Exactly.
You could do everything at the same time. Yes.
No. You could do three different people could come one at a time, and then they could form a band.
Yes.
So, how can people contact you if they want to do that?
Email, or I mean, we have Rotate website as well.
Right, okay. Well, go through that. Let's say that. What is that?
It's rotate.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And it's rotait, which is a misprint. Yeah, I always say that. What
unusual. People always, they always look up the correct spelling and get it wrong.
So it's not R-O-T-A-T-E,
no,
it's A-I-T.
Yes.
T-A-O-T, yeah.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Trying to be complicated.
Yes. Well, okay. And so what about you, Jareth?
Yeah, I learned to play drums first. I just love drums and percussion. And then a few years later, I really wanted to learn how to write songs, because when you're in a band as a drummer, people... always just kind of laugh at the drummer's ideas and say, "Oh, I just stay at the back and don't say anything." And
listen, good band people, don't laugh at your drummer's ideas.
It's like, nah, yeah. But I had a lot of ideas, but I couldn't really express them just on the drums. So I just learned how to play guitar and then, that's pretty much.
Now here we are. It's understandable how, you know, if you're a guitar player and a band drummer, but did Rosanna, how did you sort of make the transition from just learning the cello to actually, you know, being in a band?
Well, actually, it's that band where we met in Ireland.
Yes.
There's a friend of mine who I knew from college, and she had she played a piano, and there was another girl vocals, and they asked me to join, and then Jay came along drumming. They asked me
to turn the band. It turns out we were actually next door neighbours.
Really?
Without knowing,
That's the way it goes normally, yes.
Small world.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's most likely thing really to happen, really. Okay, so that was all in Ireland, and then you went to Austria?
Yes, for 2 years.
Okay.
2 years. Yeah. Played in a crazy pub there for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Just like playing covers and...
6 days a week.
Yeah, 6 days a week.
Oh, like
6 days a week, 4 hours a day.
This reminds me of the Beatles. The crazy pub they were in Hamburg. Austria's near, you know. Was it a really dodgy place like the Beatles?
No, it was just run by this crazy old Australian woman.
Right.
Who was mental. But it's really nice though at the same time.
What was it? No, their song was 8 days a week.
Oh, yeah. 8 days a week.
Yeah.
I wish I had 8 days.
Yeah, well, it felt like it, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the hard day's night, you see, as well.
Hard day's night.
Yes. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so what about yourself? So you do play, I saw you at, the Fiddler's Elbow, you played there at...
That's right.
Was that the Folk Off, or was it the other one?
That was actually Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live, right, okay. And then you were at the How Things Work at the Comedia.
Yeah.
What other gigs are you going to be doing soon?
Well, we've got a big gig. Coming up next Thursday, actually, that's the 21st of March at Sticky Mike's Frog Bar.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right.
So really looking forward to that night. There's a few really cool bands playing. There's Dead Whiskey.
Right.
He's a bass player from Simone and the Dark Stars.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that band as well.
Great
Simone
band.
And the Dark Stars.
There's a lot of these whiskey bands. There's bad whiskey as well. But
yes, actually,
different.
I read that on the poster over there.
Dead whiskey, live whiskey.
Good whiskey.
Good whiskey.
Is that good whiskey?
Yeah, I don't think there is.
Old band.
I don't think there is actually a good whiskey band, but anyway. There's a gap.
Whiskey.
There's a gap in the whiskey name market there
But I'm looking forward to sharing stage with them, Dead Whiskey.
Yeah, no, I've been wanting to see them for a long time.
Okay, right.
I've heard their stuff online. It sounds really, really, really good.
Okay.
So, Yeah, looking forward to that. And there's another band, I'm actually not sure who's headlining. Is it Alamein's Torch, I think?
No, yeah, Alamein's Torch is playing as well.
And a band called Melor.
Melor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. And so that's Thursday, 21st of March.
Yes.
Yes.
And just for anyone who might be listening on Saturday in the early morning, hello, hello, hope you're easing yourself into your Saturday. It'd be kind of 10 to 8 now on Saturday. Anyway, for that person, is there anything after next weekend?
There's a gig in London the week after, following Thursday. We have a gig at the Rattlesnake and Angel.
Rattlesnake?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know that one. What's it like?
It's new for us as well. We've never played there. So
we've heard it's a good venue.
I think Ember Honey and Simone and Dark Stars have played there.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so really good friends of us have played there, and they said it was great.
With a name like that, it sounds like it might be a crazy kind of, you know, sort of Hamburg Beatles type thing.
Exactly.
Venue,
but it sounds pretty wild. It sounds pretty wild.
Yes.
It's good.
That sounds great. Yes. I mean, as I say, we do, because, you can rock. You do rock. And we try to bring you the rock sound.
Yeah, if that worked or not.
Sorry about all these people waking up on Saturday morning. What the hell is that?
Really awake now. That's the way it goes. This is part of the service.
Yes.
Wake you up. But, we'll practice.
Experimental.
We'll practice that, and we'll try and get that to work, because I'm sure we can do it one way or another. We have that, issue. We were trying to run it through our little mixer, but we'll get it, and we'll get it really, really good next time. So you can look forward to that. I think we should do another song at least, because we have got time for, maybe one or possibly two.
Great.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
This one's...
We have a music video of that. We did a music video for that track.
This song is called Sleep Tonight. It's a title track of the album.
Indeed. Yeah. And so people can see that on YouTube?
They can.
Yeah. And on your website?
And on the website, on our Facebook page. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's hear it, and we'll remind everybody of what those are after. Great. Sleep Tonight. Rotate.
Forever falling under your spell is where I'll always be. Forever shaken by your kiss, will you catch me? I have always been like this. You won't change the way I am. The sun is dawning on my path. Thoughts will fade and wither. Sleep tonight. Sleep tonight. Sleep tonight. Lust within your heart, pain will turn to gold. From each other we shall part, as the truth unfolds. Will it always be like this? I can't take the way I am. Tried so hard, but I forgot how to reach out to
Sleep Tonight. That was really very nice. So that's Rotate, and that is the title track of their current album, CD album, 11 tracks, £5.
Indeed.
Available from www.rotait.co.uk.
That's right, yeah.
And also from, is it on iTunes? And
on iTunes as well,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, iTunes as well.
Right, so you can just download directly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And from...
It's actually...
I should know this, but I think if you search in iTunes, it should be on there.
Yeah, if you just type in Rotate,
I think so. I actually don't have the...
No, I don't know. Surely people search, don't
you
they?
Just type it on the search engine.
I don't do iTunes.
Or at the gigs as well.
At the gigs.
That's
gigs,
the main
yes.
thing. That's
Sticky Mike's Frog Bar, Thursday, yes. 21st of March. Mm. The Rattlesnake in Islington on...
28th of March.
Next Thursday. That's up in London. An excursion to London to see this new groovy venue. But also, how about the good record shops, the few that are left? Have you tried giving them any copies?
We haven't actually yet. We're kind of living a little bit outside of Brighton at the moment. We're trying to actually move into Brighton. And every time we go into Brighton, it's always on our list to do.
So busy.
But never seem to get around to doing it.
That one, I mean, obviously, I could probably list all the record shops in Brighton. But, that one in Kensington Gardens that won the prize, they have people's records in there.
Oh, do they?
Really?
Yeah. Because I have actually been into a few. I won't name any names, but they kind of they weren't too keen on
really
taking independent music.
Really,
but I'm sure there are.
Well, I'm sure I've seen. I'm sure what were they called? Resident. I saw somebody's record that I knew. You know,
okay,
brilliant.
Yeah. I have to try that. Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that was on some label or something. But I don't know. It's possibly worth asking them anyway.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'll try again. Something
I don't
try
know.
Again.
Anyway, also yes, if you have a record shop, you know, email studio@radioreverb.com. Tell us your policy on. Tell us your policy on having independent music in your shop so that we can advise people and also tell them to go to your shop and buy it. We're nearly at the end. I suppose you could play out with one more tune if you'd like.
Okay.
Unless there's anything burning. Okay. It'll only be a couple of minutes, but we might as well since you're there.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
This is a Come On Home issue.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Wicked. Right. Thank you very much, Rosanna.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks
on the
for
show.
Having us, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
Great fun.
Yep.
Yes.
Rosanna and Jareth, who are both Rotate. Thank you very much. Take it away. I'm Donald Shire, by the way, and this is The End.
Picking at the pieces and I'm moving on. Got a deal I kept in my bag and I'm going home. This experience teaches what you won't learn. You are way out of line this time in the future, so. Come on home.
Thank you.
So that was the marvellous Rotate. In fact, we had time to get to the end of that. So thanks very much for listening. Come tune in next week for more live music on Radio Reverb.